Broadcasting from the confines of an abandoned radio station in the secluded apartment building closet of high strangeness. Yep, from the foothills of the Colorado Rockies. It's time for full disclosure of the topics they told us were off limits. Hi there, Connie Willis here on Coast to Coast AM. Tonight, tools to the other side. So turn off the lights and join me for another interesting evening of conversation, much needed education, and the chance that we might get a little closer to the truth of what lurks amongst us and what is beyond. I'm Connie Willis, and this is Coast to Coast AM. You're listening to Coast AM. Hello, I'm Connie Willis. Thank you all for such great emails and asking me to events and speaking and shows. I really appreciate that. It's fun to do. It's funny, you know, it seems like the world's getting back into doing things and then some people are, you know, asked not to anymore, but you can just feel the energy again on air, even though we could have been doing this the whole time, right, with everybody at home and studios at home, but those of you that have asked and written such nice letters and emails, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And thanks for those of you that have joined my show. I really appreciate that. We have a lot of fun. You can find me at ConnieWillis.com, just as simple as that. And you'll see a couple different shows on there. One is Connie After Dark, where we talk for a couple hours, just chatting at a virtual bar, having a drink together virtually. It's really fun. And it's just nice. Sometimes there's guests. Sometimes, you know, we're just all chatting about who knows what, maybe a broken hip to, you know, the Stones. And do you want to listen to them from an album in the 70s or do you want to hear them in their 70s? So because they're doing their tour, which is cool. I think it's awesome. Some people are going, oh, man, that's just too much. They're too old. No, man, that is awesome. That is really cool. Go Stones. They, you know, they deserve to be on Coast as well because that is such a phenomenon. And man, would that be cool. If anybody's got connections, let us know. That would be really cool to have them on. But if you go to my site, besides Connie After Dark, you can go to Blue Rock Talk. That's where veterans, you get 50% off Coast Insider or Coast fans. You can come in and you can get a nice discount as well. You'll see that on the front page for you. And that's where I do something called Far Out Thursday. In fact, our next person that we talk to, you've heard them here on Coast to Coast before, former CIA and NSA director. That's going to be Dr. Eric Hasseltine. He's going to be talking with us the coming up Thursday of next month. And also, I'll do a creepy hotspot where I take you live to investigations to creepy hotspots. And we do that virtually. And another show, Bigfoot Friday. And this next time, just so you'll know, I mean, jump aboard because it's going to be really fun. There's something really going on, by the way. We'll have to do something here on Coast as well, where it's this big thing. And we've got an exclusive it's going to be done like across the planet. But I've got an exclusive with Farland Huff, Jennifer Torres, MK Davis, Rick Cruz. You guys know these names, I'm betting. And it's basically Bigfoot versus Dogman. They've had some communication going on, real like mind speak happening. And it's Bigfoot versus Dogman countdown to humanity. And the ceremony is going to be happening. So I'll have an exclusive on my show. It'll be cool. I'll have to call in with a Where's Willis with George. But it's with George Norrie, but it's very interesting. It's like this, like something weird is either going to happen because the Bigfoot need to know the name of the Dogman and the ceremonies about getting what they're really called. It's really intricate. And a lot of people are a part of the ceremony, which is, you know, you could even say as a grand prayer to get their name. So there's a lot involved. To me, it's like, wow, this is nothing that I've ever seen unfold. And it kind of goes with a lot of the other things that are happening that people talk about where, like, what, we have 90 days left in the world before it comes crashing down. And so anyway, we'll see how that goes. But if you do join my show, you'll be a part of that. And that's ConnieWillis.com. So I hope that you will. Interesting stuff for sure. And speaking of that, one of our guests tonight before open lines later on is a friend of mine, actually, and he's been here on Coast to Coast several times. He's been a friend of Coast for a long, long time. It's Anthony Sanchez. And if you've never heard of him, you probably have. You just maybe went, oh, I know him. You'll probably do that. He's an author, a researcher, and he's he's all about computer information systems as well. From Western Governors University of Salt Lake City, Utah. The guy's been around everywhere. He's extremely intelligent. In addition to being a software consultant for the site of for the state of California through his own company, he's been employed for like 20 years as a software engineer working on 3Com, Intel, Acer, Netscape Communications, Hewlett Packard. I mean, this guy, you know, he's got all the names. Performs high-level software development supporting scientific, engineering, and business intelligence projects. So it's an incredible background for what we're talking about, for what he does for us tonight. He's best known for his paranormal software. That's what we'll be talking about, and communications and locating entities. And also, if you guys remember the book UFO Highway, now, I've had him on before, but he's been on here many times, and he's also the creator of the Ghost Hunters app. If you go to that, you can go to that website, you can go to the YouTube, the Facebook, and he makes paranormal software. Now, I'm bummed because it's the latest ones that he has is Windows and Androids, and I'm a Mac person and iOS. So I'm like, hey, dude, but it's coming. It's coming. So I was hoping to be able to test some of those out in my creepy hotspots that we do. But it's coming. And, you know, I'll let you know how they do for me. But you can let us know what you think, too, tonight. So back in 2017, Anthony had produced and directed a movie. It's called Haunted Minds, the Ghost Box Sessions. So those of you that know Steve Huff, you know that he's in that. And also I was. It was so fun. We had some crazy things happen. We'll talk about that because I know Anthony's got a mind that he can remember all sorts of stuff. And it's funny how we remind each other of some things. I remember being pushed down the staircase. We went to some scary areas and we had activity. So you'll want to check out that documentary. So again, he's a friend of Coast to Coast of me. He wrote the open and closes to the shows that I do when you hear me come on. It was Anthony that he sat down and said, you know, I said, man, you know, because he's a great writer. So I was like, dude, you gotta help me out with what do I say? What I need a cool intro, like, you know, like is known to be, you know, something to go down in history. And he wrote it down. I've kind of changed it and made it my own along the way. And but that's where it derived from. And so I'm telling all the secrets, right? So I want to welcome him back to Coast to Coast AM, and that is Anthony Sanchez. Anthony, how are ya?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. Do you remember writing the intro and outro for me?
I sure do. It was a fun little exercise.
It was fun. You were like, yeah, I'm on it. So I can picture him sitting out on his balcony with a stogie going at it and thinking for me. I, you know, maybe you didn't do it that way, but that's how I pictured it. And it came across that's great. Exactly. You're an incredible writer.
That's exactly how I did it.
I knew it. That's that remote viewing thing. Oh, and by the way, I want to remind people too, you know, I mean, Dulcie, man, by the way, we need to go back to Dulcie. We need to go to Dulcie together,
right?
Because I've had some incredible things happen there. But anyway, you're across the board with everything. But I'm happy that you're here because you got close to that light. Tell us how you've been lately before we get into all your topics. How are you health-wise?
Right. In 2019, in August, I was stricken with a rare neurological disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome. And I just had the inability to stand. I couldn't walk. And I thought I was getting sick. And then within a couple of days, I was completely paralyzed. I could only move my eyelids. And I was like that in the ICU, fighting for my life for 3 months.
Ugh.
It was a very scary situation. But, you know, it's been a couple of years now that I've been in recovery. I had to learn how to walk. I had to learn how to talk. I wasn't able to speak for an entire year. So, you know, it really took a toll on me and my family. But I'm really thankful that I can now resume my life and get back to some normalcy.
Yeah, we got to have you back. We got to have you doing your thing. And you know, we got to have You talking, you're that's and you're working, you're good, you do great stuff, you do great work, and it's always professional. Yeah, and I'm sure Sean, your son, was a big part of being there with you. Yeah. And hey, Sean, I know he's there now, right?
Yeah, he sure is. Yeah, Sean definitely was a major help. All my kids were, so I'm very thankful to all of them for everything that they did. And look at me here, you know, I'm able to resume my work in paranormal and UFO.
Yeah, and you sound like yourself again. I mean, to me, because
thank you.
I'm happy about that. And now, did you during that time? Did you do you remember anything? Do you think you crossed over? I mean, you're the best to answer this.
You know, I definitely had near death experiences, three of them. You know, I got to tell you, there's a famous painting by Hieronymus Bosch. This is from the 15th century. It's called Ascent of the Blessed. And it depicts a tunnel of light and, you know, spiritual figures, you know, similar to like angels and whatnot. And, you know, a lot of people that have had near-death experiences claim to see something like that. Not only did I see something like that, but I kind of delved into it because what I want to say is like a psychedelic realm. It was strange. But,
cool colors.
I definitely was on the cusp of death several times. And I'm so thankful for the doctors and the nurses for reviving me and bringing me back to life. And here I am. You know, it's added to who I am as a person spiritually. And I have been able to... I've been able to delve into my work with a whole new perspective on life. And that's why I created all these new apps for not just for ghost hunting, but for ITC in general. People who are trying to make contact with the other side, whether it's family members, loved ones, friends, famous people. And I'm going to go so far as to say extraterrestrials. You know, a lot of people don't realize it, but many of your famous personalities from within the ITC community going back to the 70s, as far back as the 40s, have always stated that EVP phenomena could be viewed as any sort of communication within that, you know, no pun intended, but within that spectrum that can reach, you know, the other side, whether it be ETs or angels or demons or people that we love and miss. So I did a lot of work over the past 16 months while I was recovering from paralysis. A lot of people don't realize this, but I just recently started walking again. And moving my arms, you know, so that I could type and program and write. And so it's very exciting to be back to where I was, but to also have this new perspective on life. And, you know, I think I changed as a person. I've given up all these past animosities that I may have had. No longer the angry individual that I may have been at times. I'm all about love, light, and... focusing on helping others. And, you know, that's what I'm going to continue to do, especially with the UFO research and definitely with the paranormal research.
And I think, you know, you did so much unbelievable stuff in the past, so it'll be cool to seeing it upped. Now, I was going to look at his, you know, like before this happened, Anthony had sent me a tablet at one point with the apps that he had before. And it's hard if you know, you're Mac or PC, right, kind of thing. So I've decided
that I'm going to send you a brand new Samsung tablet, a 10-inch tablet.
Oh, no. You better teach me how to use it.
Hotspots.
Okay. Excellent. You know, you better teach me how to use it, though. I had trouble. I'm like, oh, how do I get on here?
It's so simple.
But yeah, so that's all coming for the iOS and the Mac as well. So I'm looking forward to that. And I appreciate that. Thank you. Let me tell you, you guys, and I don't know, Anthony, if I told you before, but when you had sent the other before, I was living back taking care of my mom in Kentucky, and the house was already a house I grew up in that was haunted. And you were telling me how to work it. And I remember I was not on the phone with you anymore, and I was working it and playing around with it. And I think it was in between phone calls with you. And there was one that had a radar, and in the room, I could see where there was all of a sudden one and then two, and they were over by the refrigerator in the kitchen. And I was like, oh no. And it was like after midnight, and I just freaked out, and I'd asked you about it, and you said, no, yeah, that's the entity. That's the entity. Oh no.
And a lot of people are curious about how does that work?
That was the first thing I asked you.
Simple. It's the Bluetooth technology.
Yeah.
What I've managed to do is, I learned how to work with Bluetooth technology and devise algorithms that look at the signal strength. Bill Murphy from Factor Fake Paranormal Files, this used to be on the Sci-Fi Channel years ago, is a good friend of mine, Bill and Anita Murphy, a great couple. Bill had pointed out to me that one of my apps was using Bluetooth, essentially functioned exactly like a K2 meter. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, you're scanning for radio frequency interference. I'm like, right? He says, well, a K2 meter is looking at electromagnetic interference. And I said, oh my God, they're the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Radio frequency interference is the same exact thing as electromagnetic interference. So I went to town with that, and I said, I'm going to use this Bluetooth technology in ways that nobody else ever has before. And I ended up making my own spirit radar. And I have a new one called the Q3 meter, which does the same thing. And, you know, it's technology that we've adapted along the way. Look at these phones. Everybody has phones nowadays. So it's only natural that we've moved towards making paranormal software apps for Android and iOS. Steve Huff has a great app that he just released. Chill Seekers. Keith Weldon, another friend of mine, has a great app that he released. And, you know, thousands of people are using these apps around the world, not just in the United States, but across Europe and Asia and Africa, the Americas. It's just amazing.
It is. I love that, you know, that's what we need are the people with that science background to measure. That's what we've been missing. That's where a lot of people say, well, there's no proof. And one of the things Bigelow, Robert Bigelow, Secondhand Man, Colm Keller, when I was speaking to Colm at one point, I said, you know, what is it? How can we, what's the deal? He said, well, one day there's going to be a new science. And the problem is we just can't measure what these things are doing right now. Usually we have a measurement. And so what you're doing is you've created a measurement.
Right.
That's
and,
what's
you know, it's important that we adapt these technologies to serve our purpose and progress along with whatever's being released in the world of technology.
And you're doing it, and I like it. And so you've done books, you've done the apps, you've done films, you're back at it again. And I like that. So I'm glad that you're back with that.
Right.
Do you think in the future you might do another book even?
You know, I have been working on a book for the longest time. And it is something that I was planning on releasing before I got sick. So the Guillain-Barré syndrome essentially sidelined me for 2 years. And but I'm coming back into my own, and we're definitely going to have a book, and I'm not going to give up on the software. So long as I'm kicking, I'm going to make the best software that I can for those who operate in ITC and the paranormal.
And when you say ITC, what is ITC?
ITC is instrumental transcommunication. You know, if you go back and look at EVP phenomena in the early days, you have Constantine Radovan, along with Frederick Jurgensen, who was the author of Voices from Space, that was published in 1964. Constantine Radovan made over 100,000 recordings that he described as being communications with people having no physical form. You know, no physical body or form. Non-corporeal beings, right? If you ever watch Star Trek, that term comes up.
He described there, you're right. Yeah.
As typically brief, usually being the length of like a word or a short phrase.
Anthony Sanchez with us here on Coast to Coast AM. We're going to come back and we're going to ask him specifically about his apps and how they work and what we got to look forward to. More to come here. Connie Willis with you on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast AM. Connie Willis. Catch me at ConnieWillis.com. Catch me if you can. I remember there was a song called that. I have to remember who that was. Catch me if you can. Catch me if you can. Oh, if you all remember it, let us know. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, we have our guest tonight is Anthony Sanchez, and he's talking about his Ghost Hunter apps as well as some other things because he's been a longtime friend of Coast to Coast. And so he's got a lot going on, the UFO world, the Dulce connection, all that kind of good stuff, which is totally interesting. I've been out there before myself, and it'd be fun to go out there with him. Anthony, we'll have to do a creepy hotspots together at one point. That'll be really fun.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
It'll be so cool because we like attract stuff too, don't we?
You know, I wanted to mention, I had the pleasure of being on a couple of episodes of Beyond Belief with George and Ori.
Yeah.
And I met Tom, and, you know, it was just an amazing experience. So great.
Tommy's funny guy. I like his sense of humor. I love when he's on because we get to talk together on air. And yeah, I know you know the whole crew and everybody. What do you think of Boulder? It was like voted the number one place. What do you think? Because there's a lot of people there that are channeling ETs constantly, a lot of psychics, a lot of, you know, into that kind of thing, the enlightened consciousness side.
If you remember, a major part of the movie that I made was at the Boulderado Hotel.
You know, at the time, I didn't even recognize that. Oh, my gosh. So I was there.
Very haunted.
Which place was that? Was that where I was kicked down the steps?
No, that was in Nevada. But Connie, I wanted to ask Tom about Paranormal Date. What about those people that want to hook up with Bigfoots?
With the Bigfoots, not Bigfooters, but Drew, Bigfoot. Just Bigfoots.
No, not Bigfooters. Those of us that want to hook up with an actual Bigfoot.
I think that's a new one coming out. It's a spinoff called BigfootDate.com, but I don't know if you want to deal with that.
That's a liability. We can't do that. I'm sorry.
I agree.
I want to shift over to the Bigfoot crowd.
You actually want to date a Bigfoot?
Yeah.
You know, I'm being facetious, but maybe.
We're going with you. I don't know. You don't. No dropping of the soap.
Well, that's a new one on me, but you know, not right now. Not right now.
I'm just getting the visual. I'm going to take you out, Anthony, and you're gonna see one. You're gonna go. I retract.
I'm pretty sure about it. But anyhow, no. I'm just being facetious.
Okay. No, we know that. We're just messing with you back because there's way you'd want to do that.
At Amazon, there's a whole subculture of people that buy books on the topic of humans being with Bigfoots. It's kind of crazy, but it actually exists.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of history in that, too. There's a lot of stories about that. There's a lot of books, you're exactly right, written about that. And then the being that comes from that. So there's a lot of... people have some pictures and stuff too. So it's interesting that you bring that up.
I know you're probably familiar with some of the cases of the purported hybrids that resulted from encounters between Bigfoots and humans. It's amazing, but there are actual people that have claimed this.
Yes.
It's part of the whole cryptozoology thing, but it's definitely something that people have claimed.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of big stories about that. See, we're going to take you into the Bigfoot world next. That's next for you. I love it because that'll be great with the apps. And now, how many new?
I interviewed somebody at Dulce New Mexico back in 2012. He worked in law enforcement. And what most people don't realize is that the area between Dulce and Taos, New Mexico, is filled with stories of hybrids.
Yes.
That come from, you know, the Dulce facility. Yeah. And they definitely fall in the cryptozoology arena, because they're hybrids of humans and animals. And he described 19 encounters in livid detail. And it was just amazing. And, I had representatives from the AFSCME organization, from MUFON, in attendance with me when we interviewed this guy. And it was just amazing that, you know, winged creatures, hoofed creatures, hybrids, it's not all ETs. You know, there's a lot more happening at Dulce.
And when I very first went there the first time, I was sitting outside of the casino there. It's a little small spot, everybody, that you can go to that's a hotel and a casino. Yep. And on the reservation. And I sat right outside that casino, and somebody came out. They had, I guess it's what, you got to be 18 or something. Whoever it was, they were like at that exact age. There's no question. And I just thought, you know, I'm going to ask one of these people about where to go, because I was there with someone. We were trying to figure out where do we go on this reservation to see what, at the time, we were all about the underground and the ET and all the discs flying around, all that kind of stuff. So I asked somebody about that just out of the blue. And, you know, that's one area you can ask anything and people go, they don't look at you funny. And the guy had said, oh, yeah, we have that happening all the time. And he pointed to where I could go. But he said, but more so, we have some other thing. He said, there's a lot of Bigfoot around here. He said, and there's a lot of other things. I don't know what they are. He said, but they'll just run by the house. You'll see them just running by the window. And he spoke of it as, what's that?
What's that?
Reports of creatures there.
Yeah, lots. Yeah. Lots. And he said, too, here was something interesting, too. He said, you could look outside. Okay, and let's say there's a house across the street, maybe five trees in the yard. And it would actually look like everything was going to the left. What he saw in front of him would be moving to the left. And a lot, not a little. Where did that happen? But it would just be moving, you know, like,
right.
Wow. Yeah. And that's something when people see that. I hear that from the psychic spies a lot. I've heard that from Lynn Buchanan a lot.
Right. You know, don't just move. Mexico, that whole region is got to be one of the most mystifying regions of the country. You know, from Farmington to Dulce, you know, and it's all the way to Taos, you know, up to Colorado. It's just, there's so much strangeness there.
There, yes. And just going through a drive that way. And who is it? One of our buddies has a app that they're putting out where you can go through. I think it might just be Colorado and the San Luis Valley. Christopher O'Brien.
Chris O'Brien.
Yeah. Chris O'Brien. Yeah. He's got like an app. I don't know if it's done yet or not, where it's got all the places that you want to go if you're in the area to drive to, and you can see where you know famous spots were of activity. I thought, well, that's really cool, Chris, to put that together. So yeah, you would know that.
He wrote the book on the tricksters.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a lot of work there in the San Luis Valley. He's probably the preeminent expert in that whole region, especially with dealing with the cattle mutilations and the various Native American peoples from around the area, and all the history.
Yeah, he spoke of the ant people.
Yeah, I met him in 2011 in Angel Fire, New Mexico.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It's an incredible area, and that's where, and I haven't gotten to talk to you about yet, where I've seen, Bigfoot, Dogman, and the beams of light were the creepiest things of all. Because you just never think you're going to see beams of light. You know, you hear about them. Hollywood uses them all the time in the films. But when you actually see them, it's like, oh, my gosh, Hollywood nailed it. And it's absolutely amazing when you see it. You've seen them too. So, you know, it's like, that's when you go, that is not of us.
Yes. You know, definitely otherworldly.
Yeah. No doubt.
You know, I was with David Weatherly, another researcher. He wrote a book on the Black Eyed Kids.
Yep.
He and I were in Area 51, and we had night vision goggles and a whole bunch of other equipment.
Nice.
Jeez, it must have been, I think it was 17 degrees out. It was cold. But we were out there late at night, and we saw essentially a laser show being put on by the military. But these were laser beams being shot through the clouds into space. For what reason, we don't know. But it was weird.
Wow.
Yeah, that was something.
And it is something to be able to do, to go to the places and bring that, you know, just to see that. And to be able to bring it to other people is cool. That's kind of the thing I try to do. But it's just really something to see that, because your whole life changes and your perspective is totally different. And even more so, what you just came out of near death, and just coming, your whole life has changed when you see those things. Your perspective is different. You know, everything you were taught is like, okay, forget that. But then what you came through, and with what you do to make these apps, to be able to communicate and to locate, and then to come from a whole different realm of it after what just happened with you, is really cool that it comes across in a more spiritual way. And I like the way you talk about what they are too. And I want you to describe them here well. And that, but that is what I really respect even more so on this next batch of them, is that you have this perspective of, hey, you guys, very spiritual, also from being there. And this is just a tool. This is all it is a tool, and you got to use it right. You know, it's not just going to just turn on. It's going to work for you. You got to respect and do this in a way that is meaningful. And it's just a tool. It's just a tool.
Yeah.
You can do it without a tool.
Right. You know, and I always tell people, you know, so does Steve Huff, you know, your better folks inside of the IGC field are going to tell you that no physical spirit box or ITC app can deliver results unless you possess a true connection or a spirit is eager to talk. You know, it goes back to this incredible nature of the spirit world experience. I always tell people it's like a puzzle. The solution is dormant. It's within us. We simply need to be awake to solve it.
Yeah. How is Steve doing?
Oh, he's doing great. He just released an app. He moved to a real pretty part of the country. I don't know where, but it's gorgeous. The pictures I see on Facebook. He's out in the middle of the woods out there, and he's having a wonderful time. And I'm really happy for him. You know, him and Debbie are doing wonderful.
Oh, she was great.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Steve just released an app, you know, an ITC app. It's fantastic. And I think that's the wave of the future, because so many people are using phones now and tablets, but you know, predominantly phones. Everybody has a phone. It's just the natural progression of things. So I had to do the same thing. You know, I released an entire suite of apps for the phone.
Before you talk about those,
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, me too. And before you talk about those, because we might have to wait till the next segment, because I don't want to cut you off on it. Now, I cannot wait, because when I go out and do the things I do, or even, you know, there's times I want to do a Where's Willis with George Norrie, and I'm so far deep into Rockies or mountains somewhere across the United States, or somewhere deep where there's no signals. Now, I'm looking forward to Elon doing what he's doing, so that, you know, Elon Musk, so that we can have these signals. Do you believe that's going to be a fix for us with signals? I know that you would probably know this answer, or is there another answer out there that we need?
Well, there's so many different ways of interpreting, you know, the various technologies. For instance, the Bluetooth technology, it's reading, you know, electromagnetic frequency, which the sun produces, you know, people produce, machinery produces. So you don't necessarily need to be online But the advent of this Skynet from Elon Musk is just an interesting proposition.
And will that be good for our Wi-Fi and signals of calling and data?
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay, but you're right. So if I set up some sort of system, even though I don't get a Wi-Fi or a phone signal at all, I can do Bluetooth between phones or things, even if I don't have the Wi-Fi?
Right.
Ah, love it. I wondered about that because I've seen some setups where it's all Bluetooth, and I thought, oh, well, I don't even have Wi-Fi there or data.
Right. Excellent. It doesn't matter if it's a Wi-Fi signal available, a Bluetooth dongle or the internal intrinsic piece of technology that's within tablets and laptops and phones. If it's slipped on, it's going to be trying to pick up signal strength, you know, radio frequency interference, no matter what.
All right, I like it.
It's like a K2 meter. When you turn a K2 meter on, it doesn't say, hey, where's the Wi-Fi connection? It doesn't care.
Right. I like that. All right. That is Anthony Sanchez talking with us. And when we come back, we're going to ask him about each one of the apps. It's so fun to talk with him because you can talk about anything and everything with him, pulling in Tommy, things like that. It's great. I enjoy it. Just good people talking about it. You're listening to me, Connie Willis, and Coast to Coast AM.